You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Amazon's new Fire TV gives Alexa one more place to live, by David Pierce. Amazon's new Fire TV looks more like a Chromecast than a typical set-top box. It's a small rectangle attached to an HDMI cable meant to go right behind your TV. But the tiny thing packs heat. It supports 4K and HDR, Dolby Atmos sound, and all the games and apps on the Fire TV. And most important, it supports Alexa, which Amazon hopes will be the remote control of the future. Amazon's announcement was full of little digs at the new Apple TV. It's $69.99, not $179.99. For $79.99, you can get a Dot and a Fire TV together. Amazon's hardware chief, Dave Limp, reminded a room full of reporters that Fire TV did 4K 18 months ago, while Apple just announced it 2 weeks ago. And instead of a big bulky box underneath your TV, this one hides behind it. Small streaming dongles are wildly popular, from the Roku Express to the Chromecast Ultra. But Amazon has a distinct advantage in the form of Alexa. The new Fire TV can be controlled with a voice-enabled remote or another Alexa device, and Amazon's worked with Hulu, Showtime, and others to let you control all your content with your voice. It'll quickly switch between apps to find the right thing to watch, instantly picking up where you left off. And you can watch live TV, too. Go to Food Network, for instance, takes you straight to Hulu's live TV. You'll have to pay for a lot of services to make it all work, but it seems promising. As Amazon continues to invest heavily in video content, from the NFL to potentially James Bond, the Fire TV becomes a massively important device. Not only is the TV the center of many people's homes, it's the screen in front of which they spend the most time. It's a great way to present Amazon content to people and to train them how to use Alexa. It starts as a killer universal remote and morphs over time into something much better. As we've seen from the Apple TV, voice control can make streaming TV wonderful, and nobody does voice control as well as Alexa.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.